With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Competition is a good thing. When everybody's playing by the same rules, that's at the heart of the rapidly growing disparity Washington berry growers are facing as foreign imports of raspberries, blueberries, and strawberries are undercutting local growers thanks to lower wages and fewer regulations. Whatcom family farmers Marty Mayberry says we have to be able to compete.
What we're attempting to do is draw some attention to the, I would say, obvious end result that, you know, if we continue to legislate higher and higher minimum wages and more benefits and those kinds of things, that's fine, well, and good. We want our farm workers to make as much money as possible, maybe more than the consumers do. I mean, they may not believe that, but we work side by side with these guys all the time.
Mayberry says, bottom line, we could lose it all.
But the end result is going to be when you compete against $10, $11, $12 a day labor and you have wide open borders with no consideration of protecting at all domestic supply, it's going to go away. And we'll wake up at some point and all of a sudden realize that we've lost a significant part of our agricultural commodities and infrastructure, and it'll be too late because it won't come back.
Mayberry says the question consumers need to ask themselves is, do they want to eat food grown in the USA? If so, they need to read the labels and make sure they're buying domestic berries and other foods. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.